What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company on this Friday morning. Hope your day is going well, and it's a very good morning. And welcome to the studio once again, our regular guest, Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College, Deputy Principal.
That's
I got
me.
That right. Yep, you're the deputy. You're the second in charge.
I am. At the moment, I'm acting principal at Wilson. Our principal has gone on leave for 5 weeks. So
okay, you're it.
Yes, with a great
basically.
Team. Yeah, it's fun.
Nice to have you back in, Craig. And we've got another great topic we are going to be chatting about this morning: critical thinking.
Yeah, I used to think critical thinking.
What is it?
Well, I used to think it meant being critical of things.
Yeah, we can do that well, right?
Everyone's a critic.
That's right.
But you know the challenges of tomorrow, today and tomorrow are going to require different solutions, and we're going to have to raise kids and ourselves be willing to change, adapt to try and answer those questions. And I think about our environment. I think about immigration, refugees, just some of the massive problems and small problems in our world. We need to think about the nuance and find problems and train our kids to think about how to find solutions.
Not an easy one, is it?
It's not. And I think that we can't just go black and white, this is the answer, that's wrong. And we often do that. You think about the vaccine, you think about COVID, everyone's got an opinion.
Absolutely.
But let's be honest, we need to pray for Mark McGowan, Scott Morrison. It's a tough job. They've got to make some difficult decisions. Whatever they make affects someone.
Absolutely. Pray
and
for our leaders. Yeah.
We do, So I think that when I think about critical thinking, I think it's a really important skill. Mm. And it's something that we don't have naturally because we like instant answers.
Yes.
We just Google it, I don't know if you've had a chat to someone and you've made a big statement. It goes, hang on a minute, I'm going to Google that. And then you find out that actually, I did that last night with my son. We're talking about whether gold medals are actually made of gold.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That was an argument in our family.
Last night.
So guess what they do? I'm going to Google that.
Of course.
6 grams of it is gold, but the other 400 grams is not.
But they're pretty heavy, right?
They must have some alloy that makes them, because you don't want to have like a plastic one from the reject shop or something. That'll be awkward to win gold and get like this plastic gold thing floating around your neck.
6 grams
of gold.
Want
something with a bit of weight to it, don't you?
Yeah. But that's what we're doing, right? We want an answer. We go straight to the computer.
We do. And I think that, the challenges of this world are, food, water, power. We're looking about sustainability, renewable resources, and we've got to find creative solutions. And I love, Transform Cambodia and Awareness Cambodia. Some of these organizations have thought, what can we do to help, not just by giving money, but by using critical thinking skills, what are some solutions to empower the people, to help the children, to create sustainable solutions to problems and issues that people face.
Indeed. Craig, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Keen to chat about, we're talking about critical thinking and what does it look like at school. So we'll come back and chat about that real soon. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Join the conversation 0429 98.5 98.5. On 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Craig Hunter, currently acting principal of Rehoboth Christian College and father of 5 boys. All growing up, aren't they?
They are, definitely.
Getting older. It's always a challenge, isn't it? Having not only 5, but 5 boys, I can imagine. You've learnt a lot, I would imagine.
I feel like I know
we're
something.
Still learning. But we are talking about critical thinking today. What does it look like in the school, Craig?
Critical thinking is something we teach, and it's something we teach obviously through projects and through class activities. So what critical thinking is, it's planning, it's researching, it's collecting information, listening to others, testing those ideas, strategizing, thinking deeply, making judgments. And we know that kids want an instant answer. You think about an iPad, you think about our Googleable world.
Yeah.
Like I can just click, there's the answer.
That's it.
And I find a lot of kids are good at answering questions and memorizing. But when it comes to thinking and researching, not quite so fun. Let's look at all the different answers, let's collect that information, and let's make a measured judgment together. And so there's skills that we teach at schools now because we recognize that 21st century is going to create, like I said, we've got problems we don't even know how to fix, and we need different solutions, and we need critical thinkers to do that.
Just on that, thinking about trying to solve problems, it's actually thinking about it rather than going to and getting creative with the thinking process, right?
It is. And I think that, you know, I had a friend at UWA who was some of his training engineers, and he was saying that basically they're great at learning the engineering skills, but when it comes to project management and the next level of dealing with people and solving problems, unless they've learnt that skill, they struggle. They don't know how to solve problems by collaborating, thinking, and understanding. And often they struggle with that. And it is something that we need in the future. And we need our kids to think deeply. We've talked about this before, is that thinking deeply is a really important skill we can teach our kids rather than just instant answers.
Not an easy one, is it? In this day and age. But we've got things at our fingertips.
We have.
Devices and, you know.
We have, but if we understand the call of God in our lives is, you know, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God and I'll give it to you, that we've got a world that needs wisdom and ideas. I mean, one of the projects that I know a school did was thinking about toilets. You know, about a third of the world don't have flushing toilets. And we think, oh, that can't be a problem. But I know I lived in Pakistan for a while, and you had to go out in the bush, and I used to get the kids following me out in the bush, and you'd find a spot to do your business, and then often there'd be a few other businesses that you'd step in while you're doing your business, and it was pretty gross.
Right.
And a lot of disease that comes out of that, a lot of problems. So some schools thought, let's do a project. Let's thinking about how can we design, you know, without all the plumbing infrastructure, toilets for the third world. And so they did a whole terms project.
Was it one of those drop, just getting back to that, was it one of those drop toilets? Like, or was it?
Well, they do have drops, and one of the interesting things in India and Pakistan is sometimes the plumbing is so small that you can't use toilet paper.
Oh.
You have to use your hand.
Right.
And you have to put the toilet paper in a big basket at the front of the toilet that gets collected each day.
Wow.
While we're talking off the record, of course.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. If you're having morning tea this morning.
So let's just say critical thinking is practical, Mike. This is not just something out there.
But it's a great thing, though. The kids that we're thinking about how to get creative in coming up with a solution there.
Yeah.
Without the complications of...
And it's thinking of others. And I love the story of Thank You Water. You know, a guy called Daniel Flynn.
Yes, good story.
Yeah, basically said, hey, I want to help people in third world countries who don't have access to water. And they're getting all that dirty water and the disease and all the problems that go with that, and breastfeeding mothers who are using formula. And so he designed Thank You Water. And as you know, every time you buy one, it's got a code on it.
Yeah.
And you actually can track the sale of your water and what project it's going to.
It's incredible.
And that was just that's an idea. I want to find a solution to these problems. I want to make a difference.
I've got a solution for Pakistan. Why wouldn't they just make that pipe bigger? I mean, is it that simple?
I think maybe not quite as straightforward, but Mike, you're an ideas man, and you're getting the hang of critical thinking and growth mindset. I'm liking that.
I'm just going to go to Google. We'll come back and talk some more, Craig. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Hope your Friday's going well. Craig Hunter, Acting Principal of Rehoboth Christian College, is in the studio. We've been chatting about critical thinking, Craig. How can we help our kids to be better with this whole area of critical thinking? In this day and age, with all of our technology, we can quickly get the answer from Dr. Google.
We can, and I think that we want curious kids. And I was taking a tour today, actually, at our school, and... it's just great. We've got a whole, like a lot of schools have play-based learning areas, and they walk around, they work out how the pump works, and they've got a rock climbing wall, and they've got like ropes they can climb on, and they're solving problems. They're out in the world using their hands, thinking about solutions. And so if we can help our kids get off the technology and find ways, ask them questions. What do you think we could do about this? Help them to be curious. Ask them, I wonder what it would be like if they had a water slide coming here, or if they had a flying fox. I wonder if we could do that. And when you ask kids I wonder questions, it ignites something, because every kid has got that kind of wide-eyed look, and it gradually gets kind of squashed out of them by the time they're an adult. But if we can capture that and develop that, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Because as kids, they think anything's possible.
They do, and then we tell them it's not.
don't be silly. That's a silly idea.
We do. That's a stupid idea. Yeah. But I think...
We should encourage that, right?
We should. And I think, you know, imagine they're having a party. They're seven, they're having a birthday party, and it starts raining. And we've got all that outside activities. So rather than just fixing it, we can say, hey, what do you think we could do? could we do this or could we do that? What are some other options? And getting our kids to think and solve problems can be very practical. It doesn't have to be big.
Yeah.
It can start small.
Are we quick to jump in with the answer before they've even had an opportunity to even think about it or actually consider it? Solution?
I think we are, because we're time poor, we've got lots of things to do, and we don't often take the time and that kind of walking alongside them time that's really powerful. And it is not just about Google. I mean, I think about my boy Elijah one time. I said to him, he had a flat tire. I said, well, you need to fix it.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of make a comment because I was busy with something else. He went outside, found some tools, took the tire off and fixed the puncture on the tire. It took him about an hour. Yeah, he did it. He was about 10 or 9 or 10.
That's pretty clever.
I can't fix it, so he fixed it. So lucky he didn't ask me. Lucky someone's intelligent in our house. Yeah.
Okay, son, I'll show you how to fix a tyre. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
But he actually thought about it, and that's pretty good for a 10-year-old.
It is. And our kids can surprise us. They've got gifts and talents that God wants us to uncover. And sometimes by helping them be curious and think about the solutions, it helps them develop that. So push them beyond what they know and say, what do you think could happen here? What do you think could happen there? And listen, let them explore and discover and try not to squash that thing that we as adults, we get set in our ways. And to become critical thinkers, it's about what's possible. But let's do some research on that. Let's find out the answer to that together.
Is that really including them in on some of those decisions that we make as adults and getting them involved as a family unit as well?
Yeah, and I'm learning that all the time. You know, I want to go on holiday, kids. Where do you think we should go?
You know, okay.
How long should we go for? Where should we stay? What do you think it looks like? Because often I'll just go, we're going here, and what are we doing, Dad? I remember one time we were going on holiday, and my kids go,
it wasn't Pakistan, was it?
No, and pack your toilet paper. This time, they're like, we're not doing that, Dad, that stuff. Yeah. That's why you don't shake hands with your left hand, by the way.
That's right. That's
just in case you go to Pakistan one day. Any Pakistanis listening, I know that it's definitely the cities, it's definitely changing very fast and modernizing. So I'm not saying everyone does that.
Yeah.
But certainly, I think when we include our kids, help them plan, help them discover, help them think things through, we help them become critical thinkers. And that's part of us helping them on their journey.
Mm. So good, Craig. It's always a good chat.
Yeah.
Love it. It's a great topic, actually, critical thinking. And we can, you've got to be really conscious of it, don't you?
We do.
And so,
and I think it links great with the growth mindset. It's about growing, developing, and not just being a fixed mindset of this is what I'm comfortable with, but how do I push myself beyond what I'm comfortable with and what I know?
So good. It's been all about the mind today on this Friday. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks, hey?
Great. See you then.
My guest in the studio this morning has been the acting principal of Rehoboth Christian College, Craig Hunter. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. It's good to have your company. Hope your Friday is going well.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.